This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
Barbara is joining us for a new Bible study, the Breakthrough Bible Study to celebrate God's amazing grace. So is it called Breakthrough?
It's called Breakthrough, and then the subtitle is Finding Freedom in Christ, because that is a huge core message of Galatians.
And Galatians helps us with this, and you talk about it in your Bible study, what we're kind of dealing with now in our culture, especially on social media and with all the divisions, with everything going on, including politics. You talk about how the pandemic has kind of got us to be argumentative with each other, and you touch on that a little bit.
Really? Are people arguing? Is that what's happening out
there? Yes, they are.
Occasionally.
I think they are.
Occasionally, there might be an intemperate tweet.
Fight, once in a while. Fight. This is great. Which is exactly what's happening. I had a coffee with some friends yesterday, and we were talking about, particularly in church world, people... Jesus, people, we are just taking it hard to each other. And in Galatians, Paul talks about unity, because the gospel, when we unite under who Jesus is and what he has done, the sheer power of that, it has the capacity to change our world. And so as I was looking at Paul's words to the Galatians, and he was talking about how we are all one in Christ, and that vision of being one, that we're not all the same. I define unity as it's a gathering of imperfect people perfectly committed to the gospel. And so we can see each other as we are. We can see each other as far as race. We can see each other as far as different denominations. We can see each other in living different life experiences, and still we can go, the gospel transforms, it transmits, it transcends, and we can change the world, but we've got to stop taking it to each other. Mm.
That's a good word right there.
Yes.
We're just beating, and we're doing that all across. I mean, it's just everybody's beating on everybody, and we should be a rest from that, not a...
Right. I spent 14 years on staff at a local church. I grew up in the church. I love the local church, and we actually hold the greatest gift to give the world in the gospel. We hold the greatest transforming message that our world has ever had. And if we're fighting with each other inside of our church walls on the weekends over the things that we're fighting against, we are choosing the lesser things. And for me, that next step really looks like going, what's going to be the most important in my conversations with people? My preference or the gospel?
Let's see, my preference of the gospel.
I'll give you the moment to think about it.
Sunday school answer is the gospel.
Yeah. I'll give you the moment to think about it.
But you're right. I mean, it's easy to let that happen, right? I mean, and we're good at cloaking it, too. Like, you know, well, I'm just telling them the truth here. I'm a little self-righted, you know, I'm just telling them this is because I can back this one up. And, you know, and it's easy to fool ourselves.
It is. It's easy for us to put a spiritual label on something that isn't the most important spiritual priority. One of the stories I talk about in the Breakthrough Bible Study is my childhood church. There became a disagreement, turned into a court case, which turned into the sheriff having to put chains on the outside of the church. Mm. That incident affected me so so deeply that many years later, I actually said no the first time I was offered a job at my church, because that was my memory of church. And how many of us, as we taught the younger generation and we want them to be at church, my fear is that we haven't provided the most attractive example for the younger generation to want to be at church. And so I give thanks that somewhere in there, God led me through a process to where I was able to separate out what was a struggle with humanity. And they were able to overcome that. That church is still in ministry today. They were able to allow God to change and reshape them. And I praise God for it. But today, particularly us who are in my age bracket with adult kids, we are the gospel. We are the picture of the gospel that our next generation sees. And so we still have an opportunity to show them what the transforming power of Christ looks like in us.
We're talking with Barb Roos. The Bible study is called Breakthrough. Barb, if folks are interested in finding out about this Bible study, getting a hold of it, going through it, how can they do so?
Well, the best part is that this Bible study is available anywhere you love to shop for books and Bible studies. So if you go online and you type in Barb Roos and Breakthrough, you can pick from any of your favorite places, including Walmart and Target.
All right.
I know.
That's exciting. And you get video and audio and all kinds of cool stuff.
All the things. And I also love to share, for those of you who lead groups out there, I also, at the end of the Bible study, you can email me at barb@barbroos.com. And I pop into Bible studies on all over the country. Oh. Tonight, I'm going to be in Louisiana. But group leaders can...
Bring us back some gumbo.
You know what? I was actually in Louisiana a couple of weeks ago. I'm gluten-free. I had to walk by the most famous beignet store out there.
I'm so sorry.
I was there. I have a picture of me. Yes, there at the. I was there on like May 1st. It was devastating. Devastating. But technology allows me to join groups via Zoom. So if you're a group leader, Bible study, you want me to stop by and visit your group, email me at barb@barbroos.com. I love doing it.
Oh,
that is awesome.
Cool. Very cool.
And you got anything else at your website that people could check?
Faux show. Actually, there is, if you struggle with worry and anxiety, I have a 21-day of prayer challenge. And it is, you drop in your name and email, and I pray with you each day via email for 21 days. It's called the 21 Days of Prayer Challenge, and it's at barbroos.com under the resource tab.
Very cool. Wow. Very nice. Hey, Barb, thanks so much for being in. And it sounds like a really exciting Bible study.
Thank you. And I appreciate the invitation to hang out with you and everyone who's listening today.
And we have to have you in before the next pandemic.
You know what? Hey, if we can put that off for, I don't know, 5, 10, 800 years, let's do that.
All right. Well, we'll still have you in, though.
Thank you. I would love to.
Awesome.
Blessings, gentlemen.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.